Lori James lives with her family in the Thunder Mountain Mobile Park.
Hi, just a minute.
James's teenage son answers the door. Her husband lives there, too. She has a 4-year-old grandson running around the kitchen, and another granddaughter in diapers lives there as well. She says living without water, or with water she has to boil, is complicated. But it isn't the first time, and they're somewhat prepared.
Well, I'll show you.
She swings open a cabinet door and shows the 5-gallon jugs under her sink. The bottom shelf of her fridge is full, too. But she says even with that stockpile, there are other problems. She can't do laundry. It's hard to stay clean. They were using baby wipes to bathe the kids last week.
It was really inconvenient. You know, Sunday afternoon is when the water pressure started going. And that's when I said, okay, guys, that's it. Everybody get your shower because I know we're going to be out. We could be out for 3 days.
She's talking about Sunday, January 12th. That's when water pressure started to drop in the mobile home park. It got to the point where some residents say they had just a trickle coming through their faucets for days. And to understand what happened, it's helpful to know that the mobile park is on a self-contained water system. The property manager is Chuck Collins. He's the general manager for Wright Services, which owns the park and several other properties in Juneau. Collins says there are about 100 homes in the mobile park, and they're not connected to city water. It's all well water. And if one person's pipes freeze or there's a break, it takes just a few hours to drain the holding tanks that supply the whole park.
I mean, many of us have lived in a home where if we were taking a shower and somebody flushed the toilet, all of a sudden we got a little, hot water burn because the pressure on the cold side went down. Just imagine that on a larger scale, and that's what we have. So.
Collins says this time around there were 2 leaks, and it took a few days to find and fix them. One of the leaks was just off of a main supply line. He says that's no individual homeowner's fault, just a break in a line. But he says another common problem is that some residents just don't know how to care for their pipes in the winter. One big thing, the city sent on a notice this winter saying homeowners can run their water to keep pipes from freezing, and that works fine in a lot of other places in Juneau, but not in Thunder Mountain. It lowers everyone's water pressure. The last time there was a major leak was 2018, and Wright Services ended up passing out bottled water to residents. Collins says they give out some shower vouchers to a nearby swimming pool, too. But they didn't do that this time around, and he says that's because technically no one ran out of water.
This time, everybody always had water, so while nobody's happy with me, and I don't want to pretend like they are, and I don't blame them any, it's, they always had water, so they could cook, clean, and, might take an hour to fill the toilet is regrettable. I wouldn't want anybody to go through that at all, don't wish that on anybody.
That sentiment is deeply frustrating for Angel Brown. She and other residents say they couldn't do anything with that trickle of water. And it's the property manager's responsibility to provide usable water for the residents.
And we still can't drink it, cook with it, brush our teeth with it, technically wash dishes with it.
Brown has lived in the mobile park for about a decade. She says Wright Services isn't as responsive to problems as the former owner. When she started having water trouble last week, she called several times to find out what was going on and felt like she was being brushed off.
I just didn't feel my concern was being taken seriously.
Her water pressure is back, but there's a notice from the state to boil it. It's a precaution. Essentially, when the water pressure gets as low as it did in the park, the lines can get contaminated. That notice will be in effect until bacteria testing results come back from the lab. That will likely happen this week. Brown says she understands that people might think that going without water for a few days is no big deal, but she says that's not really the point.
It's more than inconvenient when it doesn't work. And I've been criticized for complaining about a first world problem, but I'm in a first world. I live in a first world. I pay, I bought my trailer, I bought my washer and dryer, I pay lot space rent, I pay for this service. And to have it out for 4 days is super frustrating.
Both Brown and Lori James say they want there to be more transparency in the way that Wright Services communicates about water and other issues in the park. Meanwhile, Collins says there's the possibility that the park could connect to city water as a backup to its current system. They're in the early planning stages now, but it'll take time and money to integrate the two systems, and it likely won't happen in 2020. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.